Good morning, Devin. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Hey, what is the most notable thing you see when you're watching film on Tim Tebow? What sticks out?
Really what he's able to do on the field. Everyone's talking about him in the media, but if you watch him, you know, he's made some great throws down the field to guys. And I mean, what pops out on the film is as a quarterback, his ability to run the ball and break tackles. So he has that dynamic of when you play those quarterbacks that you know you got to stop in the run game and the pass game. It's tough as a defense to put a little more pressure on you.
Do you see a difference between what he's doing and how he's doing it in the first three quarters when he generally struggles versus when he lights it up in the fourth quarter? Why the slow starts and the fast finishes in your estimation, Devin?
I'm not sure. I just know when you watch, he's fully confident in that fourth quarter that no matter what the situation is, that he's going to get the job done. So no matter, you know, what goes on through the first three quarters or what's happening offensively that the defense is presenting, he's not worried about that. Once the fourth quarter comes in, it comes down to winning the game. I think he has full confidence in himself and his teammates.
Hey, how's your arm? It's not still, like, just hanging there like it was in the game, is it?
No, it's actually feeling pretty good this week. It's been getting better week by week, so I'm pretty confident in it.
Hey, do you know what the Bears did differently at the end of three quarters? Obviously, it was a bad move on their part, but did they change their defense after three quarters, and was that a mistake?
No, I don't think they really changed it. I think, you know, when you go down to that end of the game and there's only a few possessions left, you know, guys make plays. And I think at the end, it's just, you know, Denver made a couple more plays than they made that, you know, helped them win the game. And the Bears have played good throughout the first three quarters, but it comes down to that last quarter and making some plays. And Denver definitely made some plays at the end just to win that game. And I think that was probably the biggest thing for them to come out with a win.
Hey, Devin, after the game, after the Bears game, Urlacher kind of taking a backhanded swipe at Tebow said, "We got beat by a pretty good running back today." And most people look at him as a quarterback who's in a running back's body. Compared to, like, say, Ben Roethlisberger, and you've seen a lot of film on both guys, obviously, is this guy, Tebow, harder to bring down than Roethlisberger, or is Roethlisberger more of a challenge?
That's a tough one. Both guys are tough, I mean, because of their size and their ability. I think the biggest difference is, you know, Tebow looks to run more.
Yep.
You know, and where Ben is, you know, he's not always looking to run. Most of the time he's looking to pass, but he's that they're avoiding guys so he can pass, whereas, you know, Tebow has no problem tucking in and going in big situations and throughout the game. You know, he has no problem. You know, I'll tuck in there, I'll break a couple tackles and get as many yards as I can.
What do you want for Christmas? What's on top of your list? The one thing you have to have under the tree or you're not going to be happy?
I don't need anything under the tree. Just happy my family's coming down for Christmas and I get to spend Christmas with them.
Merry Christmas.
You got a game that weekend, though. You know that, right?
Yeah, and they're coming down to visit and stick through Christmas and watch the game.
Merry Christmas, Devin. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, happy holidays. You too.
Devin McCourty with Dennison Callahan on the AT&T Hotline. Our conversation with Patriot cornerback and co-captain Devin McCourty, who certainly understands the value of working hard, is sponsored by Harvard Pilgrim. Learn how Harvard Pilgrim works hard to make health
care. Burger rolls his ankle. The Texans are out of quarterbacks.
Harrison's missing the Monday night game against San Francisco.
Out, and look at the crime blotter, the police blotter yesterday.
Yeah, we're pikers.
Chicago
here.
Bears have Tony Montana. and Julian Edelman not only walks, but everybody gets to see the video, the evidence. There's not even
to see what he didn't do.
It's not even, you know, this real debate. Like, it's not he said, she said.
Nope.
They have evidence literally in black and white.
Have you seen the tape meter?
Not yet.
No.
Which they had 6 weeks ago, and we told you exactly what was on it. We told you he grabbed her hand and tried to pull her away. That set off her boyfriend. Her boyfriend made a big issue out of this. Mm-hmm. He's probably still trying to make a big issue out of this. I'm not sure why it took so long to drop the charges, but they knew early on that, and we told you that, which is why her lawyer was really upset at us, because we told you they had no case. They had no case.
Shouldn't the boyfriend pay a price for this?
I'm not sure he crossed any legal lines, but they did.
And well, they lied about what he did. She lied about what he did.
Well,
she said She said he stuck his hand up under her dress and grabbed her crotch.
Yeah.
He didn't. He grabbed her wrist.
You know what? You never pay a fair price for that. You get in this day and age. How about the fact that she says it, boom, he's taken away in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Just like that. And I'll give him credit. He didn't, you know, he didn't say anything, but he, you know, he didn't make, he just called his lawyer, kept his head down, played the game, hoped that Belichick would believe him.
Made himself more valuable to Belichick
then. I assume Belichick believed him, and he was smart to believe him because Edelman was telling the truth.
Right.
I tell you what people might not know, that she was a very small time
reality
TV star. Mm-hmm. And a contestant, not a winner, but a finalist in the Miss Massachusetts.
Right.
And I don't know if it was her decision or the boyfriend, but I think there was some, you know, how can